James, paint us a picture for us with this entity or entities that create the intelligent universe. You know, if we're kind of eavesdropping in on them, what's going on at this moment when they're creating the universe?
At this moment, we're the leading edge of that process of change. We are the creatures that are building the machines, the super intelligent computers that will essentially be the next step in the evolutionary process. We're in effect bringing the cosmos to life. We are transforming it into a vast cosmic mind. Think of it as building a computer as big and as powerful as the laws of physics will allow. I believe that that's literally what we're in the process of doing.
Now, during this evolutionary stage, this creation stage, how did they know how to fit all the pieces of the puzzle? I mean, this universe just seems to have a pattern to it and a system. You know, you look at just our solar system, everything seems to work. Everything is in place.
The amazing thing, though, is that, you know, that wonderful phrase with which Darwin concludes the origin of species, from so simple a beginning. The truly amazing thing is that all of this complexity and diversity and intricate order can unfold from a very simple initial program, which consists of the laws and constants of physics. And somehow the very process of emergence and evolution feeds back into itself to essentially modulate its own emergence. So we can, out of very, very simple beginnings, you can create a very complex entity. And that's what's going on. And we're the leading edge of that right now. Humanity is. Though I don't believe that we're going to be in the catbird seat for too much longer. I think that we're going to create essentially our own successors in the form of hyper-intelligent machines.
And you think these machines will do what?
Well, I think they'll be the next generation of, we talked about Pioneer spacecraft.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be the next generation of space exploration vehicles, perhaps be capable of terraforming a planet like Mars or Venus, and certainly be capable of feats like mining the asteroid belt, but really, in a deeper sense, domesticating what amounts to raw nature and bending it to the purposes of intelligence.
You think, James, if we ran into other extraterrestrial beings and we could communicate with them, do you think they would have the answers to the universe?
You know, I don't think they'd have really any further and any truly deeper answers than we're likely to come to on our own. They could well be at a more advanced stage of evolution, and they could also well be primarily mechanical or non-biological. That's one of the theories that, for instance, the chief historian at NASA, Stephen J. Dick, has put forward, that we're likely to live in what is predominantly a non-biological universe, that we're a sort of a passing phase in that transition to intelligent machines.
Machines that could be made with everyday parts, I assume.
Or certainly that would be made with the everyday elements of the universe, perhaps undoubtedly more sophisticated, engineered at the nanoscale or below that. Perhaps even at the level of subatomic particles.
There are two favorite lines in one of my favorite movies, Contact. Did you remember seeing that movie?
Oh, I love that movie.
And you know, one was, of course, that we as humans are capable of wonderful dreams or horrible nightmares, basically.
Yes, indeed.
But the other great line was when she asked the alien who looked like her father.
Right.
You know, did you build this machine, the machine that apparently she was in to get to where she was? And he said, no, we didn't build it. It was handed down to us.
Yes.
They, you know, and it was handed down to them, and it went on and on and on. kind of reminds me of all of this. That
well, that's an interesting thought because, in a sense, what I call the cosmic code, which is the collection of these very oddly life-friendly physical laws and constants that prevail in our universe, that in effect is our cosmic DNA that was handed down to us by whatever cosmos preceded us. And it's really very similar to that thought that was expressed in Contact.
You say that there are extraterrestrial entities among us now. We just don't notice. Explain that.
Yes, that's a statement that I actually have in my book. And the extraterrestrial entities I'll describe what I think their capabilities are.
All right.
And I think they're everywhere. They're in the food we eat, the air we breathe. They're inside our bodies. They've made an incredible journey from the venue of their birth to reach Earth. They have made an epic migration, millions of light years, that dwarfs the fictional voyages of the Enterprise. And you know what they are?
Is it bacteria?
No. What they are are the atoms that combine to form the molecules from which our bodies are built. And without their special powers and characteristics, we could not exist. The really miraculous thing is that they were hammered into existence in the forges of giant supernova explosions, in some cases in processes that are incredibly delicate and improbable, just absolutely finely tuned. But without that fine tuning that, for instance, produces the element carbon, and without the voyage that carbon has made from the venue of its birth on some distant supernova to our Earth, we could never exist.
And you know we're made with stardust.
We are indeed. We are stardust.
When you stop to think of it for a moment, that this matter of ours, just even though at death it, you know, basically disintegrates, but it becomes more of stardust.
It does indeed. It's the circle of life, and it's the circle of life. The truly amazing thing is that the story of life and the story of evolution didn't begin on planet Earth. It requires an incredibly old and vast cosmos for even one species of tiny bacteria to exist, because the stars have to go through these successions, these generations of explosion and then recouping and refusing to create the elements that are essential for life. So the true story of our evolution, of our history, extends literally back to the first moments of the Big Bang.